It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Swim Suplex Retweet.
Hello and welcome to this, the latest edition of Saturday Draft Live here on Eat Sleep Suplex Retweet. I'm your host this week, Stephen Wilson, back from my extended paternity leave. Thank you to everybody who wished the good messages towards me during that time, including the boys from the Saturday Draft Live team, my fellow co-hosts, one of which joins me as always this week. He was once compared to the Luke Littner of podcasting. Is he still that level? Who knows? It's Jack Graham. Jack, how are we?
I'm doing not bad, but I think it's safe to say I fell off a cliff from the high potential that I started with. It's gone very low and I've just plateaued. But you know, I'm doing all right, Stephen. I'm still here on Saturday Draft Live doing my best. Maybe not doing my best in the draft, but I'm doing my best in the show, I hope.
Ah, it could be worse, Yeah, you could be like me right now, but we'll talk about that as the show goes on. Usual here, we'll do our top scorers for the week, and in the kind of second and third position, it's a joint between three people, well, two people in the tag team. We have Senior Money in the Bag, Damian Priest. We have the World Heavyweight Champion, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, that is Seth Rollins. Interesting chat about him, obviously, in the last couple of days. And the AEW Tag Team Champions, Ricky Starks and Big Bill, all scoring 7 this week. Jack, we'll start with the big story, obviously, there. Seth Rollins, 7 points. Successful title defense against Jinder Mahal on Raw. Every chance, though, that could potentially be the last points of Seth Rollins this season with the news of a potential knee injury that puts his WrestleMania program in doubt.
Oh, well, I mean, he'll still get his points in Raw, I guess, when he makes his announcement that he's not going to get any more points. But it's a tough one for Gary. Obviously, he's a big player in Gary's team. When you take a look, he's got the highest points for him, 37 overall. Where the captaincy applies, 6th overall for the season. This potentially could be the last we see of Seth Rollins for just now. Anyway, especially as they come, because we need to have that eye on next season as well. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about, the big rumour, the main event for night one was going to be Rollins versus CM Punk. This throws that out of whack, given what happened. But I guess, you know, when the gender is hindered, what do you expect?
I know. We could throw all this back to Tony Khan. Let's blame Tony Khan for Seth Rollins' knee injury, because if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have put so much into this this throwaway main event for Jinder Mahal. But hey ho. But the interesting thing as well, I mean, the Rollins Punk chats next season. But for this season, one of the other ones in that 7 points mark, Damian Priest, captain for Ryan Dalglish, who's flirting just outside. I can't get my words out this morning. He's just outside of the we'll talk about it a minute when we go to the main table. He's just outside of the top three, or the top five, more than anything. Damian Priest, his captain. If Rollins can't make WrestleMania, that Money in the Bank is there. And in the last week of the season, what a time it could be for a cash-in and put Ryan right in contention.
Ryan's been kind of fluttering at the top end for most of the season. And then, obviously, he's kind of tailed off a bit. But this news is captain of Damian Priest. things could be high tide for Ryan here coming to this last week. Especially when you kind of look at the rest of his team, he's got Drew that'll be in the Rumble. When is Vengeance Day next weekend as well, or is that after the Rumble?
Oh, good question. Good question. I think
because he's got Ilya Dragunov to be going up against Trick Williams. But I think that's potentially the week after the Rumble.
I think it's the 4th of February. Yeah, so that filters in. Is that even in next season? Yeah, that's the first week of next season. So like this season, we're going to start the season with our NXT PLE.
But yeah, this could. Ryan must be licking his mighty chops at this. You know, it's coming in large. He needs to hope, depending on the seriousness of how bad this knee injury is, I guess. If he could come back for WrestleMania season, do they just keep the title on Rollins? But you do have the huge safety blanket of a Damian Priest cash in, of which Damian Priest is Ryan's captain, be it Monday. Be it they somehow extend it to the Royal Rumble, I don't know. But it could be a very nice week for Ryan come this last week of the season.
Yeah, we'll talk later on the show more in depth about the potential Rumble power on some of the respective teams. But yeah, it could be quite fruitful for Ryan. And the other one we mentioned on 7 points, the AEW Tag Champs, Ricky Starks and Big Bill, part of the GOAT David Campbell's team. I think it's safe to say, Jack, that when David made the pick, I think he was expecting more from a tag team champions on a show, but that's pretty much been half the points picked up in the 1 week with that title defense of Battle of the Belts.
Yeah, instantly makes Starks and Big Bill was this third highest performing pick in his team. Also, Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis performing just that little bit better. But I think in a kind of general conversation, all the tag team champions have done shit this season.
I think all the tag teams have been shit.
The family have only got 7 points. That's because they've appeared once throughout the full season. Obviously, the only one there's a kind of differential was that me and Ryan split Finn and Damian Priest. And that's kind of getting singles points there. But I mean, you look at Pretty Deadly, he's only got 3 points. The Acclaim for Yourself has got 19. So that's an outlier.
They're my captain, though. So they've only got 10 points without the captain.
Imperium, 7 points. Street Profits, 6 points. FTR, 7 points. Three and Waller, 5 points. Alpha Academy, 8. Zaccarillo, 7. Creed Brothers, 10. UD only got 1. The Golden Jets only got 1. It's DIY 15, so there's probably your best performing tag team DIY. So that's pretty mental. Even in such a small season, for your best performing tag team to only be 15 points, I think that's quite damning of how well tag teams are doing in wrestling right now.
Yeah, it's not pretty good. I mean, if you look at that DIY score for Dave, they are sitting 35th overall in the draft, which we're quite used to, especially in recent seasons, you'll have like one tag team who will do really well. In the past, it's been the Acclaimed, but it's not quite been that kind of story this season. I'm trying to think of guys who have not been picked in terms of tag teams, and I don't think in general there's been many good tag teams out with the kind of undrafted one as well. I mean, the one that stands out like a sore thumb, I think, is Casey Katana Chan, sorry, what her name is now, and Caden Carter. They would have got 26 points this season. They'd probably be the best ones. The other one I'd probably say potentially would be the Guns on AEW as well. I think they might have done so well, but I think that's been a missed opportunity. There was a lot of tag teams. I think there was just them throw shit at the wall and see if it sticks, and not really much is stuck this season. I think it's fair to say on the tag teams with what we've went with.
It's definitely not worked out as well as what some would have hoped, I think.
I mean, the FTR's another. FTR's not really done particularly much either this season. 7 points for FTR, that's not good either. That's just, it's not really something I think we'll look back on this season and think, as we go into the tag team season next season and think, let's pick our tag teams a bit better. Because this has been an absolute mare. But the best scorer of the entire week, he's on Scott's team. He's been a juggernaut in this draft for so many recent seasons. Orange Cassidy, 10 points. Defended his title with Battle of the Belts against Preston Vance. Let's be brutally honest, there was no chance Preston Vance was going to beat him. And then a successful tag team victory on Dynamite. It looks like they'll be involved potentially some way with the Kingdom. Now on AEW, and the Kingdom obviously have the ROH tag team title belts. Not really sure what's going on with that one, but it's the eternal question, Jack, that we go on with this draft. Why does he always end up going round four or five? Apart from that time David picked the first round, why does he go so deep? Because he is a points machine recently.
Orange Cassidy is literally the man that drafters forget when it comes to the kickoff show every season. I think I had him last season before Scott, and I think he was my round six pick and managed to get points. But that's only because of that John Moxley injury, because he did get the international championship off him and then injured, and that's how Orange Cassidy got it back. But yeah, Orange Cassidy cannot be slept on any state. Now, I think if he somehow goes below round three, it's ridiculous at any point. Now, I think Orange Cassidy is just that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. He's got to be one. It's going to be at least round two, I think, in terms of the season. The season's been interesting, the overall point scoring, because all the ones who are scoring big in the overall season, none of them have been picked high. But I think that's indicative of the fact that there's not been any WWE pay-per-views in a way. But
yeah,
OC, you know, he just seems to be the guy. Tony just loves you. He's like a go-to guy for carries. He's the one, I think he's had to call him easily the most consistent, you know, wrestler on AEW TV. 5 title defenses on TV. He's won 8 matches overall across the season in terms of non-title wins. He just seems to like show up occasionally casually backstage. You know, he is the guy. And I think if we let him go down as far as we do again, I think that's a bad sign for us as drafters, that we're just not keeping an eye on the ball, or even just keep thinking, is he going to drop the... Is he eventually just going to fade away? But no, he's the juggernaut on that particular show. Looking now at the table overall, and the GOAT, David Campbell, obviously talks a big game as always, but he's sitting 54 points now with Team Go. Clearly, he was banking heavily on the Rumble with his team, but he might still get a decent mid-table finish given who he's got in his team, but not a title-winning defence, unfortunately, for the GOAT. There's myself, the Wheel of Lower Mid-Card Drafting. God, I jinxed myself piling with that bloody name on 62 points. Ross McLeod, 69 points with Imperium Leather. That's an unfortunate name for the point score there as well. Dark Side of the Onion Ring next for Johnny Adam with 77 points. Then it's yourself, Jack. You've sitting on 83 points now. I would do anything to draft, but I won't do that. Maybe the thing that you wouldn't do could have got you higher up the table this season. 84 points for Chris Lopez, the Bling Generals. Then it's Tom Brock with the road back to the Eredivisie on 91 points. Gary Kernahan with Team Viscera on 93 points. Then it's Ryan Douglas with Dancing Naked to Mother on the Dance Floor on 104 points. I hope he doesn't do that if he wins, because that's very unfortunate as well. Stacey Smith with Team Bella on 107 points. Another great season for the rolling of the dice for Grant McRobbie. He's on 107.5 points in fourth place. The West End Country Club with David Hockney on 109.5 points. The gap between these kind of chasers has closed in the last week or so. Lee McAteer, he's sitting on 113 points with Subscribe On Demand Progress plus Cheap Plug. He'll be sweating a wee bit on the Seth Rollins news, because it could harm his CM Punk Rumble winning chances. But in the lead with 121.5 points, drafting ain't easy. Well, he's making it look easy. Scott McLeod, top of the table. The draft is looking quite interesting at the moment. There's plenty of chasers. And we'll talk about that in a bit, second half of the show, and talk about the Rumble stuff. But Listeners League is looking quite competitive right now, Jack. There seems to be a lot of guys who could win that, especially for the Rumble. It's definitely anybody's game there.
Aye, absolutely. It's really tight, the Listeners League. When we look to the top five, as we usually do, Lachlan Hyatt with Kilmarnock Kiss, 123 points. Andy Springworth, I said maybe 125.5 points. Ross McCaughey with Loss and Gob Bernabe's he on? I know that's not right.
That was well done. That was
thank you. 126 points, 30 winless with 60 million down the drain, 127. And Alora May, 7 points ahead, 134, only Prims. Now, me and David spoke about this last season. Looking at where Alora May is in 134 points, if you take that down to a 30-point gap, say, near enough, with a swing of what the Rumble could bring, that takes you down all the way to Jonathan Napier. That's half the table that's in so much contention in this listeners' league. We spoke about how close it is last week, even just in the kind of top end, which would usually be just that kind of top five or so that's in contention. But, so you'll get your thoughts out of here as well. On that, this Rumble season, that Rumble match, this could still be so many folks' games here.
Oh, God, there's plenty to play for. I mean, if you look at the people who have, Bailey's the bookies' favourites for the Women's Rumble again, we'll talk about it in a bit, but there's so many in that kind of bracket of people that you talked about who have Bailey in their team. You know, there's Cody Rhodes, so many of them have been in there. It's just with the potential big winners in there, you know, there is so many in the play for. I mean, Gunter as well. I mean, I don't think MD actually picked Gunther, which it would be annoying to folk. But there is so many have kind of banked on the Rumble. And I think you can kind of see that in kind of the picks with these guys at near the bottom. They think they're not quite up there every week now, but I think they still feel like they'll have a chance, especially the kind of longevity. Drew McIntyre is another one as well. I think he might not win the Rumble, but to have him as a kind of juggernaut pick in there.
Nia Jax as well, the other one that won't win, but could be a juggernaut in the women's match. Seven folk picked her. That could put in a great performance for some folk as well.
Yeah, I've kind of just looked down the table here as well. The one guy that kind of stands out to me, he's a wee bit down the table. He's not quite in that 30 points that you mentioned, Jack, but Gary Morris, Cody Rhodes, Captain, Bailey, Drew McIntyre, Nia Jax, all his team. That's a Rumble team right there. That's a big one. I mean, Cody Rhodes captain in there. If everything goes to plan, I mean, two juggernaut appearances and two winners in there. That could be a crazy finish to the season. But that's why we love the Rumble season. You know, it's got plenty of potential in it. We mentioned as well before it went in there, Jack, we were talking briefly about the Listeners League Cup. The current outlook for the semi-finals, halfway through the week of the semi-final, we have Michael Clottier is beating Tam McKay 30 points to 9, and Robert Shaw is currently beating the Lower May by 22 points to 14. But what we were outlining as we looked at their teams before the show is between the two of them, they have literally like one person who's guaranteed to be in the Rumble, and Santos Escobar. So what a scene if the league table kind of could go anywhere, and then the Listeners League Cup's going to end up like 1-0.
What anticlimactic final of the Listeners League Cup. But it's... You play the game, you play how it is, you play as golfers say, you play as allies. That's how the cups turn out, and it could just be Michael's time to shine.
Yeah, absolutely. Revenge of the Titgate, for them to tracking the names. That could be an interesting one. There really is. You could be all day thinking, what an interesting fucking Listeners League names in there. But yeah, plenty to play for on that Listeners League table. Before we get into the actual topic, the Rumble things, I would like to outline, people kill me for outlining this, but it's your last chance to get your captain changes in before the Rumble, and I am taking advantage of that. I'm changing my captain from the Acclaim to Bianca Belair. Got to go for it. She's been rubbish for me this season, but need to have the play going in there. She's the only one I've really got that's going to do in the Rumble, so I thought, why not? I'm not going to do anything. I'm bottom 62 points, second bottom of the league. I just don't want to finish bottom. That's my only thing now. Sad times. But obviously the Rumble, as I mentioned, it is next Saturday. It's a week today. And we've talked about it so much in the show, Jack. That Rumble could throw the full season up. You could be going into the Rumble pay-per-view 20 points behind and still win it. We, of course, always talk about it. He always talks about it himself. We mentioned the time back in 2020, the first ever Rumble season we did, and David Hockney came from nowhere to win it with his picks on that one. So there is that chance of it. And in the field I've got for drafting, there is still plenty of opportunities in there. And, of course, the favourites for the men's Rumble are both in the top two's teams. We have Scott McLeod with Cody Rhodes, and we have Lee McAteer with CM Punk. Now, obviously, they're going to be they're the two shouts for the winners in that one. But obviously, the winner doesn't always guarantee you get good points for the winner. But there is plenty of opportunities as well for the kind of juggernauts picks. Would they be kind of, could you see any of them to be juggernaut shouts on this one? Or do they think they're more just a case of coming in the last 10-5 and get some points?
I think CM Punk will probably be your last 10-5. Cody Rhodes could potentially be a juggernaut pick. I don't want Cody to win it. I don't think Cody needs to win it for the story that they're going to do. I just don't want that to be the case. But saying that, what's the point of having CM Punk win it now if Rollins may not make WrestleMania? I generally don't know. It does throw so much.
I think that the spread of kind of, again, it's the seed of doubt. And I think to have that in a Rumble is great from a fan's point of view, because there's nothing worse than going out to a Rumble and you know somebody's going to win it. It kind of takes the kind of the spectacle out of it as a fan, because you kind of like that idea of surprise. But I think if you kind of then start looking at with it, it's potential guys in there. Both the Rumbles, actually, I think for the first time in years, there's been such a spread across the two of them that you're a bit like, there is that somebody could come out from nowhere and do this, somebody could come out for that, and as opposed to maybe two or three.
But I think, I was just having a quick look across the teams there. I don't think many people actually have a lot of competitors in the Rumble in their teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Stacey would have had four, potentially, but Charlotte's injured, but Rhea won't be in either, so she would have had three. So she really only has Solo and Jimmy. Scott, it just looks like he's going to have Cody Rhodes, potentially Tegan Knox. Ryan could have Damian Priest, Drew, Nia Jax. That's quite a few folk there. Johnny Adam, Dom Mysterio, and Selena Vega. Actually, Jonathan's got a lot, but potentially four. But when you're kind of looking through the rest of the teams, there's not a lot. I feel like there's a lot of AEW picks have been made, just kind of looking through the table, which I don't know.
It's
weird.
There's been a plenty of missed opportunities. I mean, I'm going to hold my hands up and say I did that stupid predict using a wheel to predict my team, and it ended up giving me loads of AEW picks. I mean, my one that I'm gutted about for Raquel Rodriguez, because I thought she'd have been a kind of Iron Woman performer in the Rumble. Obviously, if she's got this, I can't mind exactly what it's got, but she's been diagnosed with, but it doesn't sound pretty at all. So, I mean, she might still show up in it. Who knows with wrestling? But that's a bad luck one for that one. But yeah, there's so many. I mean, we look at Lee McAteer, who is the kind of, who's in second place at the moment. He only has Punk. Dragon Lee's got, but Dragon Lee's not. Well, Dragon Lee could be in the Rumble, technically. I don't really know, but I doubt Dragon Lee will be in the Rumble. Ross has got no one.
Just paper. Really. Ross has got paper in, but the inverse of that is Roman Reigns is his captain this week. Obviously going to retain the title, and Logan Paul's obviously going to retain the title against Kevin Owens as well. So that's two. Mm-hmm. That's big points for there anyway. So that kind of negates the point loss from the Rumble, I guess, for his picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got that aspect of it. But I think you look at like Grant and Dave. There's two ones for it. Grant had LA Knight, and Dave had Randy Orton. I think at the start of the season, you would have thought they'd be Rumble chances. It's more Knight than Orton. I think Orton was kind of penciled to be the challenger, but obviously they're now in the four-way, and they're not going to be in the Rumble if they're in the four-way as well on that one. Ryan, we mentioned before earlier on the show, I think he has the biggest points potential in this one. Even
Nia Jax, Drew McIntyre.
He's kind of sane as well. If Bailey's the favourite to win it, there's going to be some sort of damage control shenanigan in there to kind of have them all in there. And Kairi saying, and there's Asuka. I think Tom's backing on that Asuka aspect of it, because Tom made Asuka his captain this week. Mm-hmm. So, and Asuka's his only Well, he's got two WWE picks, and the other one's Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman's not going to be in the Rumble. Paul Heyman's in the Rumble. That'd be hilarious. It'd be a wasted, be a wasted Rumble pick.
I think as well, see where Ryan, also his tag teams, Garza and Carrillo, they could be in the match at the same time and get that appearance point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. With whatever LWO and Santos Escobar stuff going on.
I think, obviously, you're saying, and you've rightfully pointed out, there's a lot of teams who maybe have like one, two Rumble chances. Ryan has potentially everybody in his team could be involved in the Rumble in that, because we've had the history, obviously, the NXT champion can be in the Rumble as well. I mean, Dragunov. I think if Dragunov was to be a surprise NXT pick, he could go on in there for a good 20, 30 minutes. He could be in there for a while, given that's kind of his thing. He's kind of a fucking stamina machine. So that's it. Ryan's team on paper for a Rumble season is scary good and scary well put together for a Rumble.
So as of right now then, when we're just kind of taking that look, the potential of what the Rumble could be, does that make Ryan a potential favourite to win the season?
I think Ryan's right up there. I mean, all the elements that we put in the last day or so as well, with the potential maybe Priest catching in as well, because if Priest doesn't catch in, Priest will be in the Rumble. That's fair to say. So I would say, I mean, initially I was thinking, well, Scott and Lee should be favourites, because Scott and Lee have got the two favourites and the first and second, respectively. But as you mainly pointed out, outside those two, there's nothing there really for them. I mean, Scott maybe has the Creeds as well. The Creeds could do something in there, but I don't know really know together on the Creeds on that one. And Tegan Knox, I mean, I love Tegan Knox, but she's not going to be someone who's in the Rumble for a long time. So I think, yeah, definitely. I think Ryan, on paper, looks like he's got the best team on. I mean, as you mentioned with Nia Jax, she's been well positioned in the last couple of weeks. I mean, she got that win over Becky. Mm-hmm. And Becky's the second favourite to win the full thing. So she's going to do something in it. I mean, it's only going to take something. She's the prime candidate for that stereotypical how many people will it take to eliminate her spot.
Aye.
As well. And I mean, if anybody's going to do it, so she might come in early and Becky might come in somewhere near the end somewhere and eliminate her. I mean, he would hope that's what's going to happen, that Jax will start early and just dominate until like Becky shows up. Because he could have a scenario that Becky might show up early in the Rumble, but Nia Jax could have been in there for a good 10 minutes. You know, people coming in and eliminating so many of them. So that's I would go with that one. I mean, the two teams I said with the three teams probably going at the start of the season, I said would have the best Rumble teams would have been Ryan, maybe Gary and David Campbell. But David Campbell, I think, is banked too heavily on the Rumble and he's kind of he's fell too far behind with his ones who've been there every week. Because he's got Sami Bailey and potentially Jade Cargill. Are great Rumble picks, but I don't think we're going to get a 70 point swing.
No,
with Scott having Cody. See, if Scott didn't have Cody, I mean, I think David could come top half, but no, he's getting nowhere near it. So, I don't think there's. I mean, you've got a half a Rumble team as well. To be fair to you, you could probably do have a nice Rumble as well. Jey Uso should be in the Rumble actually, because that's match with Gunther's on Raw, isn't it? So
yeah,
I think that you might have a nice night, but yeah, you may be a bit. I like David. I think you're a wee bit far behind.
My only hope is for Balor or Jey Uso to kind of last a good while, which I guess there's always potential. But I said that last season. I had Finn Balor, and he went out within about 5 minutes. So you never know. But it'll be my season. I think when you look elsewhere, and I think. Obviously, Dave and Grant, they've done very well to get to where they are on the table. But Grant has two losses on his team coming up Rumble Night with Kevin Owens and LA Knight. Dave has a Randy loss and potentially no one in the Rumble match. Maybe DIY together, maybe Lyra Valkyrie. Valkyrie, I don't know. But on paper, it looks like they have no one. So I think out with Scott and Lima, I generally think this could be Ryan's season for the taking if he has a good Rumble night.
I think he's got this. I think he's prime candidate to do well here, Ryan. I think this could be it's. I think he would if he doesn't win this. I think he'd be seriously unlucky. I think it would. It'll be interesting to have it discussed next week with whoever's on next week because
aye.
will then have the permutations of did the cash in happen, all that type of stuff, etc. And if the, I think if the gap is closer this time next week, he's more of a favourite. Definitely more of a favourite. But he's still, I'd probably say he's still the favourite now. It'll be interesting to see, as listeners, obviously you've heard the scores, what you think of it. Please let us know if you think Ryan is also the favourite or if you think someone else is going to win. But yeah, Rumble Night is probably my favourite as a drafter, just to watch the chaos happening with it. I still remember the Rumble from 2 years ago, where, was it 2 years ago? Well, the one Alan won 2 years ago. I mean, you weren't there that night when David Campbell started walking around shaking hands after Bobby Lashley won the WWE title, pretty much thinking it was won. And then the season was decided on a Baron Corbin elimination. What could it? I know, but that we could have that one this season. You know, this season could be decided on a Kairi Sane elimination. Who knows? Or even Tegan Nox eliminating Chelsea Green. Who bloody knows? But that's the joys of the Rumble Night. We'll obviously be here next week again to discuss it a bit closer to the Rumble. Obviously, see what's going to happen going into the big show. Obviously, that is the final night of the season, and we'll find out if exactly the Listeners League Cup will be that potential 1-0 final decider, because that would be hilarious. If you've enjoyed the show, this is your first time listening, please make sure to hit the subscribe button so you can get all of our content here on Eat Sleep Suplex Retweet. We've had plenty out in the last few weeks in terms of feature shows in ASSR Central, as well as Saturday Draft Live every weekend, East Meets West. Once a month, they reviewed Wrestle Kingdom in the past week, so please make sure to listen to that if you enjoy what goes on in New Japan Pro Wrestling. A big week in that company with their main star Kazuchika Okada announcing he'll be going, so there's plenty of discussions going to be going on in that in the wrestling world. Could he show up in the Rumble? Well, probably not, because he said he's leaving on the 31st, so that would be a new story and see if he does show this. Jack, thanks again for joining me on the show this week.
Alright, thank you very much. Thank you.
Right, I have been Stephen Wilson, and we will see you next week. Have a good one.
Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.